Om Shanti. Baba is giving us many, many treasures. And it's our duty to share those treasures with others. So, in world, people give donation of perishable things, material things. Some people may give grains or food. Some people may give donation of land. Some people give donation of money. Some give donation to the schools, university, scholarship for education. And some give donation for medicine, hospital, etc. Also, India, we say, when the girl is married, the parents give the donation of their kumari to in-laws or husband, which is known as kanya dan, donation of kanya. Or in India, after somebody dies, they give donation of cow, either livestock, or they give cow of silver or gold to the Brahman. So variety of donation is given in the world. Whereas today Baba was saying, give donation of your imperishable treasures. So donation, we have imperishable treasure of knowledge. And that we always give with words. We like to share jnana to whoever comes, whether through lectures, personal courses, or seminars, exhibition, mela, etc. So that is the donation of jnana. Then we can give donation of yoga. Because whenever somebody is unhealthy, sick, or going through hard time, you know, we give them donation of yoga. We can give donation of our time. Because time is also our valuable treasure. And more we give donation of time, we are claiming the inheritance of kingdom for a long time. Depending on how much time we get kingdom that much time. When we give donation of our breath, then naturally, Baba says, by giving that donation, you remain ever healthy. And we can give donation of our powers. And more we give donation of our powers, the result is we get success in each activity. Giving donation of virtues. So as we give donation of virtues, we become virtuous. In golden age, we become deities. Apart from that, today Baba was saying, the great donors give their everything, not only imperishable treasures, but even perishable treasures. Their body, mind, wealth, everything is used for Baba's service. And many times Baba says, okay, He has given us great mantra. Today also Baba was saying this is the magic mantra of Manmanabhava. So that magic mantra will bring us success. So as we have more yoga, we are able to spread those vibrations. So through body, also Baba says, work tirelessly and do karma yoga. More you do karma yoga, your body will be healthy. More you give bones in Baba's service, your body will be healthy. And so through mind we have yoga power, through body we do karma yoga, and through our wealth also, whatever wealth we have, if we are surrendering full wealth, then naturally we receive wealth in golden age. So depending on what donation we give, we receive the fruit for 21 births. So great donors are the ones who don't keep anything for themselves. They use everything for Baba's service. And many times Baba says, even if it is your rest time and somebody comes for course, you should not be resting. Even if you are eating meal and somebody comes at the door, you leave your food halfway, attend that student. So that means your first priority is to give others. And those who are doing that, they are really great donors. So more we have accumulated our treasures, imperishable treasures, we will be able to share with others. And if we are able to do that service, naturally Baba's work will be completed. And to have so many treasures, what we need to do is see that we are not wasting any of the treasures of time or money or body or whatever we have, our perishable or imperishable treasures. We have to keep in mind we are not wasting it. Because in Kali Yuga world, we used to think, okay, life is there to enjoy. If you have money, buy house, buy car, buy go on a trip, etc. So we used to use our time, money, energy for ourselves, or at the most for our family. And we used to give 10%, 15%, 20% to charities. And even now some Brahmins do like that, no? They give 10, 15, 20% to Baba's box, the rest. They use it. Sometimes they waste it. So because that time, no, they say, but I'm resting, sleeping, I'm not doing any vikarma. So I may not be doing vikarma, but I'm not even doing good karma, donation. If I'm just sleeping, at least if I'm meditating, I am accumulating the powers which I can use any time. So we have to see that we are saving our resources or treasures and not wasting it. And for that we used to have, just as with wealth, we have saving scheme. In the same manner, we have to have now saving scheme of our perishable and imperishable treasures. You know, Brahma Baba used to say that, suppose, no, even in this month or last year, there was one brother sharing how Baba said, even those who are surrendered in yajna can be doing good karma, or they can be receiving a lot of fruit if they are saving yajna's money. For example, if somebody is going to buy something for Baba's service, now if they do first service through words and give introduction of Brahma Kumaris and our spiritual service, then those who are the shopkeepers or manager, what they do is they give it at concession, cheap rate or wholesale rate or just cost price. So if that much money we are saving by getting some things by on a cost price, it means that is our contribution to yajna. And he gave the example of one of the young men who was helping here to look after the cows. Now he said, suppose the cow was giving 25 liters a day milk, but this cowherd or the caretaker, if he is looking after the cows so well that rather than 25 liters of milk, the cow is now giving 30 liters of milk. Means Baba got that benefit, or yajna got benefit of that 5 liters of milk. So that share goes to him, though he hasn't done any donation of money, but at least he has saved money of yajna. And that's why he is like donating that money for Baba's service. So that's where we have to see economy and budgeting and saving scheme. So more we save our time or economize, that is, rather than, so sometimes some people are so much used to expand everything. Expand to such extent that rather than giving course in 1 hour, they take one lesson, 1.5 hours, 2 hours. Means they have wasted their time, energy, and wasted the time of the student also. Which means that is not economizing. So we have to see that our time is used in a worthwhile way, our words are also used in a worthwhile way, and that's where Baba says, feel the pulse of the student and give them jnana. If they haven't understood first lesson, don't go to the second lesson. So that's how we have to see that we are having the saving scheme and not wasting anything. And as we have this awareness that I am the child of bestower, Baba is a bestower, great donor. So I am also great donor, bestower, and I have to share everything for Baba's children, whatever I have. I have to bring benefit to as many people as possible. Then naturally, they are able to be great donor. And also we have to pay attention to be great donor, that we are not wasting our time for name, fame, position, etc., or mine and yours. Because when there is mine and yours, there is limitations, there is jealousy, etc. So we find that really wastes our time as well as energy. So more we are jnani yogi and dharana yukta, we have imbibed virtues, then by our example also we are doing service and giving others the experience, because nowadays Baba is emphasizing a lot, give them experience. They have heard many good speakers, so they have knowledge, they are studying so many books, and so they may have knowledge, but they haven't experienced something. So more we are experienced, we are able to share experience. Also more we have zeal and enthusiasm, we will not be tired. And if we are not tired, naturally we are able to give more of our time and energy. So in order to be successful, we have to see that we are using our all treasures in a worthwhile way. More we use it in a worthwhile way, more will be our success. To have success, we need to have faith in one and receive strength from one. Because before jnana, we were not so strong. And whatever we knew that this is good, we could not do it because we didn't have enough power. But now, through remembrance, we are able to receive lots of strength. So we had to see that we are doing all the three service at the same time, through thoughts, words and actions. Jnana, yoga and dharana. Because people want to see the example, because they are now turning away from religions many times, because they see those who are preaching are not practicing. So they feel, oh, religion are just for lecturer, they lecture, and they are not really good example. So they are losing faith in all religions. And that's why we have to see that we are good example practicing what we are preaching. And that's what many times we challenge, that oh, bhagats and gurus and sannyasi, they are preaching but not practicing, whereas we are able to do it. So we need to have full faith In order to be successful, we should have full faith in ourselves, Baba and Rama. Because with full faith, we know that success is my birthright. Baba is there, Almighty, our backbone. And so there is no chance that I will have any failure. Because when people start any service and they have doubt, many times we have big gatherings and we are doubtful, will my lecture will be effective or not? Will they accept what Baba is telling or not? Because many times we hesitate speaking truth. Naturally, if we don't have that faith that this is the truth and I have to reveal the truth. So that's where we have to see, we should have faith in Baba, in ourselves and Rama. Whatever happens in Rama, that's fine. Because if we are worried, what will happen? How will it happen? Will it happen or not? Then naturally, the result will be doubtful. If we are certain that victory is there, then naturally the result will be success. So this is the truth we know Baba is giving us true knowledge. And because it's something new, many times the audience may not accept it. And naturally we sometimes are a bit hesitant. I remember during Million Minutes of Peace, we were always telling everybody, don't talk about God. And we used to get so much cooperation from everybody, contact source and everybody. And once Charlie was giving interview on radio, and he was saying how much, there has been success and cooperation and etc. So the interviewer saying, oh, it must be God who is helping you. So sometimes we are not, we are hesitant to speak about God, but they say, must be God who is helping you. So the thing is, I so remembered Nirvair Bhai had come to Australia and he was touring, and it must be in 1980s. So he was going in the car to the program from Melbourne to Geelong, 1 hour drive. So the brother who was accompanying him says, Nirvair Bhai, please don't talk about Baba in the lecture, because here people are all Catholic, and if we are talking about incorporeal God, they may not accept it. So Nirvair Bhai just heard about it. But when he went to lecture, he said, but I have come to give message of Baba. How can I not speak about God? So he did speak about God. And people appreciated. So the thing is, those who belong to Brahman family, they will accept it. And that's why we should not be so much hesitant in revealing the truth. And there is a saying, the boat of the truth may shake, but it will not sink. So that's where we have to have faith. That there may be storms, there may be opposition, but ultimately we will reach our destination. In order to be successful, we have to be light and yogi. So in order to be light, we have to have this awareness that I'm just instrument. It's Baba's das. Baba is Karavanhar. With that awareness that Baba is Karavanhar, I'm just instrument, then we can remain light. If we are light, we are happy. If we are light, our yoga is good. Because if we are heavy, then naturally we can't fly. So that's why we have to see that we always have awareness that it is Baba's job. I'm just instrument. Not I and mine. We should go beyond I and mine. Because that will create... No, when I say it's my duty, I'm giving lecture, then I take responsibility on myself. And then what happens? I become heavy, worried, etc. But let Baba reveal through me. That should be that awareness. And always keep Baba as our companion. I am Shiv Shakti. Baba is my companion. With that awareness that Baba is Almighty and I am Master Almighty, then naturally with that awareness I am always successful. Because if I think I am weak, I don't know whether I can be able to do it or not. Any task, because especially what happens, sometimes some souls have tried to become pure and completely viceless. So they try hard for a few years and still when they are not able to conquer vices, they say, I don't know whether I can do it or not, whether this path is for me or not. I'm not happy, I'm worried, I'm tense. So sometimes they give up. So if that awareness is there, no, Baba is there. He's my backbone, he's my companion. Then there is no fear, no worry, no tension. Also, Baba always says that if you are doing everything systematically, then there is definite success. And Baba has, right from beginning, Baba has started all the systems. Our routine for the whole day He has given us, and service also, how we should plan, how we should get cooperation of everybody, doing as a team rather than I alone doing all planning and doing everything, running around and get tired and exhausted. Baba has, right from beginning, He used to have that teamwork. And what we have seen with Dadi Prakashmani also, whenever there was some difficulty or obstacles, she will call all people concerned with that department. As I remember, there was a drought in Rajasthan for quite a few years. And council has said that, everybody will get limited water. Some of them were getting only 1 hour water, tap water was running only 1 hour in 24 hours. And so council said, you will have limitation of water supply. And Dadi had already announced the dates for Bab Dada's meeting, February, March, April, etc. So suddenly somebody came and said, Dadi, but this is the council notice, we can't have so much water supply. How can we have so many people? Because even in those days, in 90s or so, we used to have 10,000-15,000 Brahmins coming every time Baba used to come. So immediately Dadi called those who are working with water. And as you might be knowing, Bhopal Bhai in Shantivan, he used to have trucks running from downstairs to upstairs. So what he said, Dadi, don't worry. We will bring water 24 hours a day. We will transport water from downstairs, Shantivan, to Om Shanti Bhavan, because in those days there were meeting in Om Shanti Bhavan, or because Brahmins used to stay in Gyan Sarovar, Om Shanti Bhavan, whereas downstairs there is a river running, and from that river we can easily pump water. And everybody in the town was really worried about water, or sometimes jealous about Brahma Kumaris, that we can't have those, we are permanent residents, we are not getting water, and these people have few thousand people and they are not stopping their visitors coming from here and there. So the thing was, with that some sort of a support of Brahmins and their real readiness to do anything for Baba's service, helped Baba to have all time service going on. Also, I remember the incidents when Indira Gandhi was Prime Minister of India, and we were having big mela, conference, etc. in Delhi. And Didi, Dadi both were there. So it must be in 70s. Didi, Dadis both were there. And in Delhi for this function, because this was first big international event, and all countries were told to have their own stall of exhibition. Even Bharat, all states were invited to have one stall for one state at least. So there were thousands of pictures and models, and we had booked government ground. And government's policy was, whatever ground, if somebody has booked even 1 year in advance, but last minute, if Prime Minister wants to host some function in that ground, you have to cancel your program, and it is Prime Minister's choice to have their function first. And Russian President Mr. Yeltsin was coming to India, and Mrs. Gandhi was going to welcome him in that ground, because they have got two big grounds in Delhi, Ram Lila and Red Fort. So we were having in one of the grounds, I think it was Red Fort ground, we were having this function, and we had almost prepared 70% of our exhibitions and stalls and a tent and everything. And few days before the function, there was a big headlines in the newspaper front page that Mrs. Gandhi is going to host Mr. Yeltsin in this Red Fort ground. So Brahmins became a bit concerned now, what to do? Our program is going to be there. And we have prepared so much, and now we will not be able to carry on function in this ground. So everybody was running around to meet VIPs, politicians who can help them. And Didi and Dadi, they said, okay, let's have meditation. So everybody sat in meditation on one hand. On the other hand, Brahmins were motivated to go and work day and night in that ground. And on third hand, some of the BKs were contacting politicians and VIPs. So everybody used to say, VIPs, we can't do anything. It's only Indira Gandhi can cancel this program or can give the direction to have it somewhere else. So that's where people had to go to meet PA of Mrs. Gandhi, and PA said, okay, that Mrs. Indira Gandhi told them to check what's happening in the ground and how far they have done the preparation. So these people came to check, and they saw that everything was going on even in the evening, late evening, and the first stall was of goddess. And a big statue of goddess was opening model. So they said that there are so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris working over there. And in India, if anybody demolishes this model, then it means it's a bad omen. So they said, now, if we carry on like this, it may hurt religious feeling of people, and the voting was going to be, election was going to be there soon. We may lose even the votes from Brahma Kumars Kumaris. There are thousands of Brahma Kumars Kumaris, so we will be losing their support. And so, next day, they announced in the newspaper that Mrs. Gandhi has changed the venue from Red Fort to Ram Lila ground because Brahma Kumaris are having their big mela. So we had free publicity, and everybody knew then, because it was on front page of newspaper, so everybody knew now Brahma Kumaris are having their function in this Red Fort town. So we have seen that with yoga power, Baba was saying, yoga power is our magic mantra, and that can bring us success. And we have seen so many instances where yoga power has brought so much success. So whatever treasures we have, what we need to do is keep on sharing. Keep on sharing with others. And that also, Baba always says, do it now, otherwise you will never be able to do it. And what we have seen is, sometimes some people, they keep on postponing their decision. I remember the story of one of the Bombay BK. He was quite a reasonably rich person, and he had a thought that after my death, I'll be giving my share of my property to Baba. But what happened, somehow or other, he didn't prepare his will properly. And naturally, once he died, naturally the nowadays the children were not very pakka yogi, or they were just contact souls. So naturally the children will not give any of their inheritance to Baba. And in those days, we used to have trans messenger going and offering bhog. So when after death, usually we have bhog offering on 12th day or something, and Sandeshi will go in trance. So when Sandeshi went in trance, and then that brother was crying and saying, oh, I missed out doing my proper will, and whatever I wanted to give to Baba, I couldn't give it. And naturally, because he couldn't give it to Baba, naturally he was repenting and crying during meditation in that. So in those days, sometimes the soul would come to the body and will express either sorrow, or sometimes even speak softly to people who had advised them. So Ramesh Bhai had advised him to do will for a while, and he didn't. So he called him through that messenger and said, I'm so sorry, I could not do my will, and you advised me, but I couldn't do it. So I am really regretting that I didn't do it. That's why Baba says, whatever you want to do, do it now. And whatever you have, because Baba says, if a poor person gives 100% of what their wealth they have, if they give wealth, then they get their kingdom, full kingdom. And so if somebody is giving only percentage in Baba's service, then naturally they will get that much wealth and property in golden age. Now, as we see, Mama, when she surrendered, she was not from a rich family, so she didn't bring any jewelry or money to Yajna. But because she was Jnani, Yogi, and Dharana Yukta, naturally she created her number one. Then Brahma Baba, though he was with the family, because most of the time his family was with him, is logic, wife, daughter, daughter-in-law, sons, all of them were in yajna. But he surrendered everything to yajna and made sisters trustee. He didn't have any role even as a trustee. So naturally, by surrendering his time, body, energy, wealth, and doing tireless service, because even at the age of 93, when he left body until last day, he was doing service. And because of his sacrifice and renunciation, he surrendered everything, and that's why he is getting full inheritance, 100% inheritance, right from the beginning of golden age. He will be in that royal family or having kingdom. So that's why it's not necessary that one has to give wealth. But even if you're giving your time, your energy, your thoughts, yoga power, that is also going to help you to create your fortune. So Baba's children, who are great donors, and those who are always keeping Baba as their companion, naturally they will be not only successful here, but also they will be having health, wealth, happiness for full time, right from beginning until Baba says you get happiness for 3/4 of the time, Satya, Treta, Dwapar. Only in Iron Age you may have little suffering, not too much suffering. So that's how we find that we are so lucky that not only we are getting all the treasures from Baba, we know Baba, we are getting all the treasures for 21 births, including the Sangam Yuga, those imperishable treasures we are getting from Baba. And our aim should be to share with everybody, whoever is in our company, and whoever we are able to share. And also, for double foreigners, Baba says, okay, you should work. And many times, double foreigners used to feel, Indian sisters are so lucky, they don't have to work, they are full-time in center, nice vibration, so much time to do the service, whereas we have to work, logically also, and we have tasks to do as a household work, we have job, we had to do service, so much to do. The Baba always used to say, okay, you are creating your double fortune by surrendering your wealth also, time also, and coming in contact with so many new people. Because when we are working, we have many colleagues whom we can serve. So that is a good chance to meet people, because not many people will come to the center. But if we are going out, even traveling on the train, bus, or in the office, we are able to see different people and give message or vibrations. Because even vibrations, we are able to help in our office. Because many times, many Brahmins share that in their office, after they have been there, the colleagues say, after you have been to our office, the atmosphere is so light, we are so happy, it's so peaceful, etc. So people are quite sensitive. They are able to catch the vibration and they are able to help themselves. So Baba is giving us many yuktis, not only to create our fortune, but to bring benefit to the whole world. And if we follow Baba's example, because Baba always says, follow mother, father. So we had to follow Mama Baba, who are the practical example. And once we are able to follow them, naturally, we can be close contacts in Satyug and Treta. Not only in Sangam Yug, but even in future, we will be able to be very close to Baba. Okay.